أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you in the series of Talks for Humanity. Previously, we talked about the significance of concept of environment, and we tried to open this new profile in Quranic studies that, okay, can we deduce a kind of general image out of the Holy Quran regarding the issue of environment? Initially, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically considers whatever is around us as a kind of adornment for the world, not for the human beings. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elaborate and express this fact that not everything that you catch is going to add to your personality, is going to enrich, that's a good word, it is not going to enrich your personality, enrich your identity, no. The only thing that is going to enrich your personality and identity is your knowledge, the true knowledge, the applied knowledge, and your God-wearing, your taqwa. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ It is not going to mean that, okay, everything that we catch is useless, we have to leave it out. We have to avoid catching the, cars, buying houses, buying possessions, anything that is going to be a kind of comfort for us and it is going to make the life a little bit easier. No. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no problem with collecting different manifestations of the worldly matters. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا He didn't say that it is a kind of adornment for you. He said it is an adornment for the earth, meaning that do not lose the nature, the reality of your personality. Sometimes I go to university, I write a very good thesis, and then I get a PhD, and then I turn to be a very famous scientist, a very famous lecturer, a very famous businessman, a very famous wealthy person, or whoever. Gradually, simultaneously, unconsciously, it is internalized in my heart and in my mentality that, okay, now I'm a different person. I'm not the same as the one who didn't used to have PhD. I'm not the same as the one who didn't used to have a new brand of car, who didn't used to have this type of luxurious house. No. This is exactly the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning about here. He says that everything around you is an adornment for the earth and is a test for you. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Indeed, we have made whatever is on the earth an adornment for it, meaning earth, that we may test them, which of them is best in conduct. So, the very first point that we have to keep it in our mind is that we have to check and sometimes correct our mindset, our mentality, that my identity, my personality does not rely on the wealth, on the level of my education, on the certificates that I have. It does not rely on any of them. So keep thinking on that. I will be back after a short break. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صلي على محمد Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about the issue of environment in the Holy Book. So now that we understood a very fundamental point that our personality does not rely on any issue other than knowledge and taqwa, and it encompasses and includes environment, that should not be a misguiding threat, a misguiding point. I shouldn't think that, okay, now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it has nothing to do with me and with my personality, so I don't have any responsibility toward that either. No, that is also a wrong point. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to introduce immediate way that from one side, your personality, your identity does not rely on environment and beauty of the environment and beauty of the appearance of your life. But on the other hand, at the same time, you are responsible about the environment around you. Whatever is around you, you are responsible. Whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered to you, you will be accountable for that. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. That day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, you will surely be questioned concerning the blessing. And the whole environment, whatever element that we observe, what we face in the environment, is counted as a piece of blessing. The whole elements of the environment. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and He sends down water from the sky, and with it brings forth crops for your sustenance. And He disposed the ships for you. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكِ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ, so that they may sail at sea by His command. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ, and He disposed the rivers for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ, and He disposed the sun and the moon for you. دَائِبَيْنِ, constant. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, He disposed the night and the day. وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ, He gave you all that you had asked Him. This is the whole environment. Earth, skies, water, raining, fruits, crops, sea, ships, day, night, sun, moon, all of them. And all of these are, each of them is an element of our environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them are blessings. إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you enumerate Allah's blessings, you will not be able to count them. It shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers all of this package, all of this manifest, this sheet of these items, all of them are considered in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word as blessings. So in the other verse, he says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنَ النَّعِيمِ. You will be accountable. You will be questioned for all of them. So these two points, these two sides must not be ignored. We will talk about that more in the next episode. Thank you. وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my is all I'm hoping.